Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to the roundtable here with Dr. Bessie and Cynthia Oliver. Frida is not with us today. On Blog Talk, talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Just want you to know we appreciate you, we welcome you, and we thank God for another Saturday morning. Let's see if I can go in. I'm going to pull Cynthia up this morning. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am just fine. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay. Well, all right. I'll come back to you. All right.
All is well, Dr. Fletcher, really, all is well. I really can't complain. I can, but I won't. How about that?
All right, then. All right. I'll be back with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Just wanted to check in. Frida's off today. She texted me and said that she, of course, she's in the educational field and in training, so we missed her today. Be back with us next week. I just want to say to everyone out there, you know, we really truly appreciate you. It's amazing how the time just flies by, it seems, although we know it's still working at the same pace. You know, it's all about interpretation. But just a few days ago, we were talking about we're celebrating 6 years, and now we're just about to celebrate 7 years. I'm like, wow, look at the time. And we get up on Saturday mornings, and, you know, sometimes I say, well, Lord, you know, sometimes I look at where are we, what are we doing, and the Lord says, you don't know the other side of this. And I have to keep that in my mind, and that just crossed my mind this morning as I was doing some things, and the Lord said, you don't know the other side of this. So that gives me strength. It's not about having to know, but the human part of you, you know, you say, well, you know, I wonder how many people are out there. And they just keep telling me, you don't know the other side of this. But then one day you will. And that brings up an interesting part of what we're going to be talking about today. It just ties it all in. But before I get too far, let's just give God some thanks, some praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come to you this morning and we just thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the things that we see, and thank you for the things that we don't see, because there's so many things that we don't see that's on the other side of this that prepares us and keeps us safe and watch over us and our children. You said, I will bless you and your children's children. That's a lot of stuff on the other side of this that we don't see. And I just want to say thank you, Father, this morning. Thank you for Jesus Christ being our Savior, coming in, saving us, coming in, showing us how to live, how to get the best out of the life here on earth, to show us the provisions that you've made for us, to show us how to get those provisions, and to show us how to fight the enemy and to give us power and authority and dominion over the earth. And Father God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit, that your Spirit lives in us. for those who choose to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Your spirit is in us regardless, but it activates once we accept the love of Jesus Christ, which that love will bring us straight to you. And Father, this morning we just thank you. We appreciate you. I certainly am excited about the fact that I'm a part of this journey. I'm excited, Father, that you've chosen me to do this part of your will and put me in place, connection to other people doing their part of your will to make the whole. And I just want to say this morning, I'm grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's amazing how we go from day to day, and sometimes we just forget to say thank you. You don't want to get that busy that you just can't just stop and think. There's something on the other side of this that you see. See, we see to a certain dimension with our physical eyes, but there's so much more beyond that with our spiritual eyes. And in order to do that, you've got to be a part and a member of the kingdom. And to be a member of the kingdom is to accept Jesus Christ. I remember I was talking to a young lady one day, and she said, you know, I don't know. You know, people are saying that you got to go through Jesus, and if you don't get to Jesus, that's the only way you can get to God. And, you know, I don't quite buy into all of that. I just don't believe that you got to go through man. And I said, and then the Holy Spirit just kind of quickened me to give her an answer. And I was thinking, and I said, you know, Jesus represents the word, which is representing love. And see, when people thinking go through, like you got to go through the physical body of a man to get to God, Jesus represents love. And the only way you can get to God is through love. Love is the answer, not the physical body. He represents the love of God and how you can experience that love here on earth. And once you get that, then you know how, through that love, how to go to the Father. And when I explained that to her, I can't explain it exactly the way the Holy Spirit told me at that time, because you know how it is when you're getting download of information and it's given to that person, you can't always remember exactly word for word, but that was the essence. And she was like, wow, that's the first time I ever heard it that way. Now that makes sense to me. See, we have to find out, you know, we have to get to the level of knowledge. That's why you say study, 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 because then in that, and meditate on words day and night. Meditate on your words day and night. Because when you meditate on the word, revelation comes. Now, you can read the word, and you can read it, read it, read it. But until you meditate on it, that's when you get revelation. You can't get revelation just from just reading it. You got to think about it. You got to stop, think about it, think on it, and then the Lord will add something to it. And then you say, wow. And I mean, you're just blown away. You are blown away at the revelation. And you, sometimes I'll be like, God, that's good. And he'll say to me, I know, Bessie, because I'm God. And I laugh every time because, I mean, I know what he's saying, you know. So when you get ready to think about meditating on the word of God, just go to Joshua 1:7-9 and read that. And that'll recapture back. We had that, my pastor taught on it last Sunday. And just talking about meditating. Because if you don't spend time in meditation, you won't be able to get the wisdom, the depth of the wisdom and understanding that you need in any particular area of your life. And you can do that, you know, just for happiness and joy and get the fruits of the labor, you know. Just be happy, be at peace. All of that comes when you meditate on the word of God and go through the love of Jesus Christ. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, and I'm sitting at the round table here with mothers and daughters around the world. And just do yourself a favor. Click over a friend. Why don't you bless someone today? Have them come on. You're listening. Call someone. Text them. Have them to listen. 347-539-5078. 347-539-5078. They can click 1 to listen to the show. So get your pen, your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and we're going to have a discussion this morning, and I hope that you'll click in. If you don't, I know you got it because I see that you're there, and we'll just go with that. And, you know, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. As many of you do, it's drbessie1@gmail.com. Our stimulating topic this morning is mothers and daughters. Will today be the day? That's it. Mothers and daughters, will today be the day? Think about that. That's what we're going to talk about later on today in our conversation. It gives you something to meditate on, because then now you say, well, what in the world? What does she mean? Where is she coming from with that point of view? Think about it. Will today be the day? That's our topic. Mothers and daughters, will today be the day? As many of you know, we come from our Bible verse, Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And if we're talking about if today is going to be the day, that's so broad. Remember, mothers, if today is the day for you, then it's going to have an impact on your daughter. So whatever decisions you make today is going to be the day for you and your daughter, because the effect is going to be that broad. Now let's look at last week. Let's go a little further back. I want to take you back to a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about mothers and daughters making decisions. And when we're talking about making decisions, we are talking about everything that you do, you have to make a decision. Now, God has me on this for the last few weeks. And really, this is the key. Once you get this key, you can unlock the door anywhere. When I say anywhere, I mean mentally. Anywhere in your mind, any decisions you have to make, you will know how to make those decisions. But you have to have a recipe for that. You have to have a recipe. I wrote a book called Dream Recipe. Dream Recipe gives you an example how to create a recipe for your life. And having that one key element, let's just call it an ingredient to the recipe, is the one thing that we need. And we're going to talk about that. So when you're making decisions, you got to know everything that you do. Even just to be on the radio today, you had to make a decision. You had plenty of things you could have done. Or you may be doing some other things and listening as you're driving in the car, or fixing breakfast for the children, or sitting just drinking your coffee. You made a decision that this is what you were going to be doing at this time. But in order to do that, you had to think about it. It just didn't pop up. You thought about it, and then you made a decision. And then last week we talked about mothers and daughters resetting their minds. See, we have to reset our mind in order to what? To get a different result. And that's another thing that we want to bring into the mix of this recipe here. You've got to reset your mind. You know, we have so many things, we're taught so many things, and a lot of us live our life totally on myths. What people have said over the years, songs we've heard, books we've read, tapes we've listened to, TV shows we've looked at, and then we make a decision to believe that as truth. And once you believe something as truth, it becomes a part of your reality. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to put enough things in front of you for your eyes to see, for your ears to hear, and then he gets in there and he has an intro conversation with you, and all of a sudden you make a decision, and you decide, I believe that. I think that's true. Now, what are you looking at? False evidence appearing to be real. That's what he wants. False evidence to appear to be real. Once you make the decision, then it becomes a part of your reality. Now it's your life. It's who you are. And if anyone tries to challenge that, you're quick to say, no, And then you defend your belief. Where, what are you basing it on? God said, base it on my word. That's the only truth. So if it's not the word of God, then we must look at it. And we all are guilty of it because we'll look at it, we'll read an article, and then we'll make a decision. How many times you read the newspaper and said, well, let me go get the Bible and see what God said about that? Most of the times we talk to other people and we make our own decisions and we keep moving. How many times have you seen a sign on the side of the road and you read it and you make a decision on it? Did you check the word of God? Most people don't do that. It's not custom. It's not what we're trained to do. We make a decision. But if you have the word of God inside of you, if something comes up and it doesn't fit with that word that's inside of you, then your spirit will arrest you and will tell you, not right. That's not right. That's how you check the word of God. Because you have to have it inside of you. He said, I will write it on your heart. So when we're talking about resetting, you know, it's like starting all over again. And it's leading us to a topic today, for today, and that is, you know, mothers and daughters, I just, you know, I want you to think, is today the day? And you say, okay, what is the day, Dr. Fletcher? What are you talking about? So when we talk about making a decision and we define it as a decision being made before every action and that you cannot make do anything without making a decision, and then we talked about resetting your mind to make better decisions, and the importance of resetting your mind is what Jesus spoke about when he talked about renewing your mind. Same thing. So now if you don't renew your mind, then, you know, we'll make the same decisions on old information and expecting a different result, and it's not going to happen. Now, we know that's not going to happen. You can't get something new out of something old. So then, now that makes sense to see how important it is to study to make yourself approved. You know, approved for what? Approved to receive the blessings of God in your life experiences. Then I go back and I ask you, mothers and daughters, will today be the day? Every day you wake up, you should be expecting something. Something exciting, something loving to happen in your life. Prosperity, health, abundance. Because he says, above all things, that's what I wish for you. So when you go, I think it's 2 John 3. I should know that because it's one of my favorites. But when you think about it, above all things, that's what he wished for you. It's just a matter of you believing that. You have to make a decision. Do you believe above all things that's what he wished for you? And once you say, I believe that. I believe that. Now it elevates you into a whole nother mindset. You are seeing something different than you did before you made that decision on the other side of this. I'm still amazed with that because I'm like, okay, that's big, God, on the other side of this. It's more to it, Bessie, on the other side of this. Now that gives me hope. That's the word. When God said to you, it's more to it, Bessie. There's something on the other side of this. Meaning what? It's ahead of you. Keep going. So when I say mothers and daughters, will today be the day that you say, I am tired of the way that my life is going, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to change my life today. Usually, most times, people will say, I am sick and tired. I'm just sick and tired of this. But I didn't want to put sick in there because I don't want to add that word to your mindset. There is no sickness. By stripes you're healed. So I want to keep in the context. I'm taking that sick out of it because a lot of times we're cursing ourselves by saying that. But you're saying, I am tired of the way my life is going, and I'm going to change my life today. You just made a decision. You made a decision. Something happened. And when it happened, it triggered something in you, and it was like, I'm going to change my life. Then you can choose the day, or you can let life choose the day. That's why I say to you, mothers and daughters, is today the day? Because you have the power and authority to choose first. Because if you don't choose the day, then life will choose the day for you. Because you cannot rest on today from your history of yesterday. Each day has its own accountability. Each day comes with its own experiences. Each day you're going to have to make a decision. Each day you're going to be challenged in some way, somehow. Something is going to hit your mind. Something is going to say, going to put pressure on you, on your mind, and you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to make a decision and say, you know what, I'm just not going to touch that. Or are you going to make a decision to do something about it? Life is an experience. Don't sit back and think, you know, well, I just won't do anything. I'm just not going to be bothered today. That's not happening. Because something is happening right then and there because you're talking about it. Keep in mind, life is evolving. It's going. It's moving. It's not sitting. And if you don't move with it, then it's going to move you forward anyway. You cannot go backwards. It's not made that way. It's made to evolve forward. Life experiences carry you to the next level. It opens up the next door, the next experience. What is an experience? It's an occurrence. Then it's going to happen. It's an encounter. You're going to encounter something today. It's a happening. Something is going to happen today. It's a feeling. You're going to feel something today. Good or bad, you're going to feel something. An experience is going through. You're going through something. Now, you have to make a decision how you're going to go through it. You're going through it. Now, either you're going to make a decision to control how you go through it, or you're going to let life make a decision for you. And trust me, life will. If you put something to the side and think that you're going to leave it there and you're just not going to fool with it, you're not going to mess with it, something in life, something has to make a decision to alter that in order for it to move forward. I hope I'm making this clear enough for you to understand. You just can't sit something on the table and think it can stay there forever. It's got to have some action. Either it's somebody's going to come move the table, somebody's going to sell the table, or somebody's going to move it because they need the table to do something. Something will happen to make it evolve, make it move, make it go to the next level. To study and make yourself worthy for life experiences, you have to have knowledge. You have to have skill. You have to have understanding. You have to be familiar. And in some cases, you have to have some know-how, because life is going to present to you an experience, and then you're going to have to make a decision. Because mothers and daughters, you never know what day is D-Day. That you just fed up and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm going to give you an example. Someone has been, let's just say someone has been messing with your daughter. And this has been going on for a while. And you've been just waiting for it to correct itself. And you're waiting on her to make a decision. She's old enough to make a decision. And you're watching it. And it's just building up inside of you. And you see that it's just hurting your daughter. And you're trying to say, okay, I'm going to stay out of it. I'm going to allow her to take care of this. But as a mother, it's that motherly instinct that will just roll up inside of your spirit when you see someone mistreat your child. And finally, you say, today is the day. You say, that's it. Then you know, that's the day. That's the day that you made a decision that this ain't happening no more, or I'm going to step in, or I'm going to let them know how I feel about it, or I'm going to stop this. I made a decision. That's it. Or someone is taking advantage of your kindness. You know, sometimes you're kind to people, and they take it as if you're ignorant, as if you don't know any better, and so they can just take advantage of you. And you go along, and you go along, and you go along, and then you finally say, that's it. That's the day. Or, mothers and daughters, sometimes you find yourself, you said, you stayed in a relationship, and you've been in that relationship. It's been uncomfortable. And you keep saying, one day, one day, one day. But you keep putting up with it. You keep putting up with it. You're being mistreated. You're being talked to. Your feelings are hurt. In some cases, you're in prison. You can't even go without getting permission. You're being abused. You're being lied to. And you say, one day, one day. And then one day you say, that's it. That's the they're mistreating you on your job. Go to work, and they act like you owe them something, when actually you're there to help them achieve their goals. Whenever you work for someone else or with someone else, you're there to help them fulfill their objectives for their company or their organization. And to be mistreated is to say they don't appreciate you, and then one day, something happened, you say, that's it. And that becomes the day. And when you've been lied on and lied to too many times, and you say, that's it. When you get bad news from your doctor, and you knew somewhere in your body, things were going on, and you didn't know what it was, but you've been really suffering with those intro conversations, the enemy trying to tell you the worst situation scenario, and you're trying to fight that thought. You go to the doctor, and the doctor confirms it, and you say, that's it. That's the day. And when you find that your family is lost, your whole family is out of order, and you can't take it anymore, and you say, that's it, then you make a decision to try Jesus. See, it takes a lot of that's it. See, that's you, mothers and daughters. That's you trying to solve the problem. That's you trying to come up with the answers. And when you get a lot of the day, that's it in your power, then you make a decision to try Jesus. Because now you know, I've tried everything that I can. I've used everything I possibly can. I've talked to everybody. I've gone to every doctor. I've even fought for the situation. I even left home. I done done everything. I changed jobs. Then got in trouble with somebody messing with my children. I don't have any place else to go. Mothers and daughters, will today be that day, the day? See, that's what drives us. The experiences of life will drive you and lead you right back to the source. When you get, we so used to say sick and tired. I want to say that. When you get tired of being tired of being tired, you say, today's the day. I'm changing my life. I'm not taking this anymore. You made the decision. So if you're not taking it anymore, then you're willing to go before the Father. You're willing to say, Father, I need some help. That's where we are. So when I come on Saturday mornings and I'm looking at, okay, Lord, what do you want us to talk about today? And he comes up with something like that. I think back over my days, and how many times have I said that? How many times in the past, even, you know, I've been saved since I was a little girl, but I you know, talking to God since I was five, I can remember that. I mean, intimate conversations. Because he had me for a purpose. He had me here to define the intro conversation. Of course I was talking to him. Of course I didn't know what it was at that time. I became saved at 18. But even at that, life still challenged me because I wasn't studying the word like I do now. I didn't know because of the way I was raised. You know, you go to church, you preach to, and you come back home, you pick up your Bible on Sundays and Wednesday nights, and you come back home and it lays on the table at Psalms 20, the Lord is my shepherd. I was thinking about that this week. That's one thing, I don't care what happened, that's the one place my mother would go. So I knew that from a little girl. I could repeat it just, you know, because that's what she depended on. That was her place. That was her anchor. She would go there, and so the Bible was always open there, and I would always read it, and that's a good place to be, but it's so much more. I'm not saying she didn't read other parts of the Bible, but that was her anchor. So we have to find what is our anchor. My anchor is Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, Philippians 4, 19, and 1 John 3. Those are the things that I don't try to remember everything in the Bible, but I pick those out and I hold on to those. And I made them my anchor. And this week, as I was thinking about my mother, I thought, wow, because she and my dad, we'll have an anniversary on the 29th of August. And it kind of came across my mind how long they've been married and this type of thing. And both of them are gone now, but somehow or another, that verse just popped up in my mind. But what I'm saying to you out there, mothers and daughters, as is the mother, so is the daughter, we have to find the anchor. We have to show our daughters, our sons, that we have an anchor that we're standing on that will take us through the times when we have these experiences, that we have to make a decision that is it, because the day will come. We don't know if today is going to be a day that we're going to be presented with something that's going to just paralyze our thoughts for a second until we shake our head and pull on that anchor. No, I have peace in my life. God give me peace and a sound mind, you know, and you have to pull out what you know to get yourself together to say, okay, in the name of Jesus, Father, I come. And then you present it and leave it there. But in the meantime, you can get so rattled because the enemy is there to do what? To give you false evidence, to make you think. And then when you are challenged, he's going to get you to say something out of your mouth that he can use against you. That's why when you go to court, most people what? Take the fifth. It says, I take the fifth. What? Because I don't want to incriminate myself. And sometimes before we say that's it, we must think before we speak, before we incriminate ourselves, because the enemy wants you to, he can do nothing until you agree, until you make a decision, until you say that's it. And you said that's it to the wrong thing or in the wrong way or without using the word of God on it. That's your weapon, mothers and daughters. So today's going to be the day. Be prepared with what weapon you're going to use. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So whatever you speak has power. So make sure before you say that's it and agree with the enemy that he sets you up and he appears to be giving you information to make the decision and you say that's it before you really checked to see what God has said about the situation. See, it's so easy to get emotional. That's the thing with women. We get so emotional. We, you know, and Lord knows, have a PhD, not now, but used to, in emotions. Quick to jump, quick to speak, quick to have, you know, got to get the first word out there. And I sit back now and I say, God, I just thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. There's a peace in my life that even yesterday I was sitting and I said, you know what? With things that are going on, I normally would be just upset, would be couldn't sleep, sweat running down my arms, you know, just that fear, you know, you get that fear, it's like a chill over your body. I'm thinking, God, that has been so long since I've been in that. Because what? The peace of God surpasses all understanding. So there's nothing to fear. There's nothing. Some people say there's nothing to fear but fear itself. No, there's nothing to fear. That's another myth. There's nothing to fear. You have to take control of what you're saying, and then you create your environment. You create your experiences. And when something out of life jumps before you and appearing to be real, you have to know that's not real. Because what? That's not God. And God is the truth. So if it's not God and doesn't line up with the word of God, mothers and daughters, calm down. Go get the word, understand, go through Jesus, talk to the Father, and release it and move on. It's not your battle. And we have to learn that. It is not our battle. So, again, I say to you, mothers and daughters, will today be the day that you decide to make Jesus your choice there and there alone where you find what you need? So I'm going to open up the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher.
How are you doing again this morning, Cynthia?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Interesting discussion. You know, when we fail, as you stated earlier, it just makes so much sense. As I sit here and I thought about my day yesterday, even if you neglect to make a decision, you still have made a decision, as you pointedly put it. Because life and life events happen, it is in those moments that we have to make a decision that if we're going to be okay in our state of mind. And when we and this was one of the things that I always think about when I think about my mother. My mother is deceased now. But my mother, in the event of life, she allowed life to do her and her not do life. That was one of the saddest things that I can think of whenever I think of my mother. My mother was someone who didn't make decisions. She allowed life to make decisions for her out of fear. You talked about fear. fear will paralyze you. And so how can the soul prosper when it is in constant fear and when it constantly don't have a conscious decision to make decisions? So when we as mothers neglect to make decisions, it affects every around us. It affects our children in ways that you will not even think of. It affects the way that I feel about myself. It affects the way that I look at life. And so in John 3, chapter 2, it talks about maketh prosperous and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Thy soul cannot prosper when we are in constant fear of making decisions, because life is going to happen. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And if you're not a person who consciously makes decisions about life events and things that's happening around you, you have still made a decision. You've made the decision to allow life to do you instead of you doing life. And that's a sad commentary, because God said he wants us to prosper as our soul prosper. Our soul was okay when we got here, but our soul gets disrupted by life events. And if we neglect to take control of those thoughts and life events, our soul will cease to prosper. And if God wants us to prosper, who are we not to take care of what God has given us? And that's our mind.
Yeah, that's the key to it right there. Yeah, that's the key to it, because, see, a lot of times, sometimes people don't realize the soul is the mind. They think the mind is separate from the soul, and the soul is the mind. So when you don't renew your mind, you're living in the past. And it's interesting what you said about your mother allowing life to make decisions
for her.
Yeah, and you know, and nobody wants to discover these things, but we look back, and our children will look back at us and say there's something years to come. So there again, they're going like, well, I don't understand why she did that. Because I look back and I said, you know, we can all look at our mothers and say different things, but when you come down to it, if you look at something happened in her life, and like you say, fear took over, and when fear takes over, sometimes those intro conversations will beat you down to you think, I can't do that. I just can't do it. It's not for me. And the enemy just keeps piling it on and piling it on and piling it on. And the only thing that's going to set you free is the word of God. But the other thing that I'm thinking about when you were talking that came up in my mind was bullying. You know, when children,
Satan is a bully.
We see bullying with small children, and we think about always wanting to protect the child from bullying, but there are bullies in the adult world, and Satan will use whoever he can to bully you, to make you feel less than. There are people that have to feel that they are, I'm in a different class than you, or I have more money than you, or I have more possessions than you. You know, it's something, that's bullying, because it's something that they feel that they need that makes them think that they're superior. That's a bullying, and so that's, there you get, back to what you said. Satan is the bully, and he comes through children, and he comes through adults. And that's why there's so many killings today. There's so many people that's walking around that's hurting other people's feelings. And sometimes you have to just disconnect, because they don't realize they're participating in bullying. Anytime you try to hurt somebody's feelings or try to alter a state of mind, then that's a bullying effect if it's not the word of God.
Amen. Amen. No. Amen. He's constantly in our ear. And you know, when I was writing the book, God showed me that we have a big brother. You think about a bully. When you think about a bully, and you haven't grown up with siblings who you can call to protect you, you don't know that Jesus Christ serves as your big brother, and he can handle the bully. He can handle the enemy. But if you don't know the word, to put the word on the bully, then you allow the bully to rob you of that prosperous soul that God talks about in his word.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just take it to another level. He has handled the bully. He's told us he's handled the bully. We have to believe that. You see what I'm saying? Because when
absolutely,
he went to hell,
that's
he took
all
the
we
back at, and he took all the power and authority, and he says, now I'm going to give it to you, and you can use it, the same authority that I use against the bully, you can use it in even greater things because you're going to learn more as you go through the world, you know? And so, yes, we have the power, but we don't use it because what? He gives you this fear. He gives you things in front of you to make you think that it's not real. And then you get tired of trying to fight and fight and fight, and then sometimes people give up.
And all you got to do is turn to the word to transform your mind every time, because that's not casting down those negative thoughts. All you got to do is turn to the word to replace what he is saying with the word of God. And that's what Christ did when he tried to tempt him. He didn't get excited. He just simply said the word. He just simply said, scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
The word says.
Yes.
To replace the negative that the enemy is trying to get him to buy into. Because the enemy is going to always do his job. It's up to us to make the decision, like you said, to do our job. It's today, you're going to make the decision, the word, against the bully. Do you,
mm-hmm.
boo? But for me, I know too much about God's word not to turn to the word when the enemy is trying to bully me.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well,
so
you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking, and when you were saying that, I was thinking, it came up in my spirit, because, you know, you're talking, different things are popping up in my head, and the Lord just showed me, God gave us a recipe, and if we simply follow that recipe, we get the same results that Jesus did. You see, Jesus came to give us the recipe. Don't change it. You got, in order to get that cake, that pound lemon, pound cake, lemon cream, pound cake. You got to follow the instructions in order for it to taste like the one your grandmother had. Follow her recipe. So if we want to have the same results as Jesus, we got to follow that recipe. Don't change a thing, and you get the same result.
He was the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
He was the perfect
that was the reason
example
for coming.
Of how to deal with the bully.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
It's amazing. I'm just sitting here going, wow, God, you're really showing something this morning. It really is. It's so simple. Life is so simple. We just got to relax and follow the recipe. And I remember someone telling me once that if you really want to hide something and you don't want someone to find it, where's the best place to put it? In a book. Because what? Most people are not wanting to go and pull out a book. I remember this gentleman said he put some money in the Bible and gave it to his son. He was a minister, and he said, now here you go. I'm starting to think who said that. I can't remember right now. So here you go. Now you take this with you, and when you get to school, I want you to read your Bible. Make sure you read your, you promise me to read the Bible. Yes, I'm going to read the Bible. $200 in there. And he never called and said, Dad, thank you for the money. I found the money in the Bible. That was his way of knowing. He didn't even open the Bible. Because if he'd opened the Bible, he would have found the money. He would have said something. And every time he'd come home, son, are you reading the Bible? Yes, Dad, I'm reading the Bible. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm reading the Bible. He knew he didn't read the Bible. Because what happens? People really think, oh, I already know that. I know enough about that. I've heard that before. Is she teaching that again? How many times is she going to teach that? You've got to keep teaching it. The word is not going to change. The Bible is the same. Everybody's teaching the word. The word is the same. But each time, we are in a different state of mind. And when we're in a different state of mind, we experience a different revelation from the word. Every time you can read the same Bible verse 10 times, 20 times, I don't care how many times you read it, the Lord will share something new with you. You will elevate to another level. So meditating on the words, as we talked about this morning, that is going to take you to another level of growth. That's going to get you so prepared that when the enemy comes and he tries to attack you in some way, because that's his job. Don't think that, okay, I've elevated now, I've read this verse 20 times and I know it. No. He's going to attack you and you still can get something from that verse to help you fight him with that same bullying effect that he's going to come back. Because his job is to break you down. His job is to make sure that you lose your faith. Because he knows if you don't have faith, then you can't move God and God can't act. And God is not a man that will lie. So mothers and daughters, when you are out there and you're thinking, you know, God cannot lie. God can't help you. He really, really can't until you make a decision to believe what he says. He said, faith moved me. So if faith moves him, what is faith? Faith is your belief system. What do you believe? If you believe what he says, he says in 24, Mark 11, 24, if you say it, and I'm paraphrasing, if you say it and believe it in your heart, you shall have what you say. Now, he's not a man to lie. Now, let's just dissect that one for a moment. And this is how I keep myself, you know, in faith. Because I keep saying, okay, he can't lie. And he says, if I say it, when you pray, and I should just pull it out and read the whole thing. But when you pray, say. And what you say is what you're going to get. You're going to get that if you believe it. Now, the key word is to say it. Not think it. He says, say it. You got to say it. Because the bully has to know that you know it. So he's trying to get you to say what he wants you to say. But God says, say what I say. Because Jesus said, what I say, what the Father says, and I does what the Father tells me to do. So, hello, that's the key. Don't think it. Walk around driving your car and you're just thinking it and thinking it, Lord, okay, that's that intra conversation. You're just communicating with God. But the power is when you speak the word. When you speak the word, it activates the power in the world, in the universe. And that's where you speak dominion over a thing. Speak it and it shall. It shall come into your life. So I'll be right back. Hold on.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay, you know what I want to say? I want to wrap it up with make sure that you are prepared so when the day comes, you have the weapon that you need, you have the word of God, and even if you say, well, I don't know what's going to happen that day,
just make it a day, today the day, that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because you cannot enjoy the benefit and the fruit from God until you become a member. You have to become a member of the kingdom. You have to become a child of God in order to get the benefits. And the sad part about it is that when you become a member and you don't realize the benefits that you have. And that's not, see, some people think the benefits has to be a dollar bill. It's not a dollar bill. I look at my benefits as my health. My health is my wealth. And I'll tell you the story, and then we're going to be finished for today. I was challenged with my feet. And I'm telling you, I think I told this story before, but my spirit is telling me to say this again. I don't know who it's for. But I had a sore that came on the bottom of my, one of my left foot just before I went to Jamaica. And spirit tried to get me not to go, not spirit, the enemy, I'm sorry, tried to get me not to go to Jamaica. But now I know, as God is talking to me, why he sent me to Jamaica. I went anyway because I was not going to allow the enemy. I made a decision. No, I am going. I'm not going to listen to you. God is telling me, and I knew God was telling me to go. I went. I came back. Then the challenge came. That sore got so bad. I mean, really, I was walking on the ball of my foot. And when I was in the presence of people, I was determined I was going to wear my heels. I was determined. He said, oh, you don't need to wear any heels. You know, yeah, I will. I mean, a piece of meat came out about half the size of the tip of your finger. And it hung out there, red, bloody looking, just blood coming from it. It was awful. But because I knew the word, and because I knew that I was healed 2,000 years ago, every day, all day long, I mean, it was, I mean, the pain was just so bad, I can't even tell you. I didn't stop getting on the radio. I didn't stop wearing my heels, even though I was in pain. I was walking on the ball of my feet in the heels because he wanted me to give up something. He wanted me to change something. And in it, God showed me in the Bible, pretty feet carry the gospel. And I said, Lord, why am I going through this? He said, because you're getting ready to go around the world to carry the gospel. He attacked my face, and then he came after my foot. And I said, I refuse. I made a decision. I'm going to trust God. And I said to Satan, if I go down, I'm going down in the name of Jesus, and there's no better place to go. So bring your best shot. Shoot your best shot, because I'm going to trust God, and I know my foot is healed. I know that. And one day God said, speak to your foot. Speak to that sore and command it to heal. And I spoke the word to my foot, and that piece of meat that was hanging out there, I command you to dry up like the fig tree in the name of Jesus. By in the morning, you will be dried up. The sore will be closed up, and then my skin will be smooth in the name of Jesus when I wake up in the morning. I got up the next morning. That piece of meat had dried up. That sore had closed up. It was smooth. You could just see a ring, just like a shadow of a ring where it was. I shouted all day because God said, now you know that my word worked for yourself. You can't depend, and this is exactly what he said to me. These are the names that he called. He said, you can't depend on Joyce Myers or Creflo or T.D. Jakes or Kenneth and Gloria. And he just went through. He said, you can't depend on their experiences and with me. You got to have your own experiences, and that's what you're going to witness when you go around to share the good news. You have to tell them what I have done for you.
So I just wanted to share that you have power and you have authority. And I'm telling you, my faith has just gone straight through the ceiling. I can't even begin to tell you. There is nothing. I know that I know that I know that I know that I can speak to it. And I know that it will do it. See, before I had theory, I know that I can speak to a thing in the name of Jesus, and it will do exactly what I say. So that's my take on it. That's my witness. I hope that it helps someone. Just know all you got to do in the name of Jesus. Speak to it, command it, and it shall do exactly what you say if you believe it in your heart. Have a good week. God bless you.